Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
It's St. Patrick's Day, and I wonder how many of us will be speaking Osceola this weekend on this, our national holiday. Well, according to the Central Statistics Office, over 1,700,000 of us speak Irish. But how many of our businesses, our shops, our cafes and restaurants can we actually use Irish in? Suzanne Campbell tries out a couple of focal and finds out a scheme to help businesses do exactly just that, more Osceola.
Dígwich?
Dís, Maribeth, Cunasatá.
Thank you, man. Fluk.
Fluk boite.
Fluk boite, boite. But what lom ledahol cappuccino?
Pizza.
Asperle cappuccino, asguelge, same thing?
Cappuccino, sha.
Cappuccino. Okay. Gurmangat?
Boite.
We have a mix of all kinds of people come into the cafe. You don't have to be a Gaelgor to be able to enjoy the space. We encourage everybody in the local community to come in and have a little cup of coffee with us.
I'm trying out my school Irish. It's pretty bad, as you can hear, in Cafe Ainscale in Tala, which promotes the Irish language. Manager Donna Keever.
I'd always classify the cafe as a bilingual space, like Gaeltachta. So our job here is when somebody comes through the doors, we'll greet them Osceola, and if they continue to kind to us Osceola, we'll have the cúpla focal with them. And if not, they're more than welcome to come in and enjoy the space like everyone else. But we have customers from all sections of society and different countries. A good few Polish customers come in. We've a German family that use the cafe quite often. All kind of nationalities to come into the space because they like it, because it's more relaxed, kind of layback atmosphere rather than big franchise kind of a business.
Bui is yellow. Agusá an brot bui.
Dóthaí McGowan conducts weekly classes in the cafe, which is an initiative of Gael Pobal Tauleachta to encourage more use of Irish in businesses and the community there.
So glass is green, agus corcra is purple.
I'm Claire Trainer.
I'm Mairead.
Right. And how are you finding it? Is it nice when maybe you had Irish as a child to pick it up again?
Yeah, some of it comes back from school days, you know, it's like the colours and all.
I love it, and I'm really surprised how much is in there from years ago. It's amazing, and speaking with Dahi just reminded me more and more, and I even got a book of poetry in the library, Irish poetry, that has translations. So it's just been great fun.
We wanted to have a push for not just the school in the Gaeilge that are Team Plus, because the children that are going to the Gael school get to use their language every day when they're in school. But then for the children that come from the English schools, during Seacht in the Gaeilge, we always do like a little school tour with some of the national schools around us. And it's lovely for them to be able to come in and to see people using the cúpla focal in a very natural kind of setting. It just seems to kind of normalise the language. Because even if you're not totally fluent, it's still nice even to say slán or gurvmatagat or, you know, a little phrase Osceola when you're saying goodbye to somebody or whatever. That's a thing that everybody can do.
And in terms of young people, I mean, you grew up here in Tala and go into an all-Irish school, but do you see young people using Irish differently now, and maybe social media, is that helping it?
Yeah, most definitely. It seems to have had a little bit of a cultural change in the last few years. I know certainly when I was in school, we used to be a kind of Osceola le chéile when we were going on the bus and we thought we were deadly. But a lot of people of our age group at the time didn't really think that Irish was like a cool thing or a trendy thing. But I do think now as well, with the benefit of having TikTok and having social media sites like that, that it seems to be becoming a lot more popular. And I think you need something like that to give a push, because without the younger people having an interest in it, a language like Irish, unfortunately, wouldn't last when the Oscars are on and Colleen Kuhn is there. And yeah, just to have that kind of a push to encourage people to be a kind of Osceola is amazing.
On the other side of the country in the Burren, Siobhóna Garvey uses Irish as much as possible in her business, St. Tola's Goat's Cheese. Their cheese goes to many of Ireland's best restaurants and is also exported abroad.
So we're just outside the village of Aina on the way to Enniskillen, heading up towards the beautiful Burren. It actually isn't a Gaeltacht area. Once upon a time, it was a Breck Gaeltacht, which was kind of an extension of Gaeltacht, but that's over 50 years ago. But Tommy Donavodul Gregel Art, we're still very happy to speak Irish because it is our native language and it's not just about our cheese, but it's also about our Irish culture. And Gaeilge is very important as part of our ethos.
I mean, we know that speaking Irish is something that we don't do enough of. It's obviously so culturally important. As a business person, how do you feel about it? Does it have any advantages?
Yes, Suzanne, I truly believe that it does. When I use Irish and speak a couple of Focal Gaeilge, it genuinely puts smiles on people's faces. And people who have learned Irish previously or have a few words are quite happy to use the Cúpla Focal as well and are happy to use an opportunity to use it. It very much gives my business a sense of place, which is what our business is about. And I'm very happy to use the Cúpla Focal agus níos mó when it's suitable. And also from an export point of view, are dealing with people who don't know Irish. They find it very interesting that we do speak Irish. It just gives a sense of culture to what we're about and a sense of identity to what we're doing here at St. Ola Goat Farm.
Last year, a new scheme was set up named Gradam, meaning award, to encourage Irish speaking among Irish businesses. It awards medals and signage to firms taking part, and the network currently has 82 businesses across the country, with a target of more than 200 to join this year. Frank McKenna from Glor na Gael.
We have a set of criteria based on three categories, and the categories are signage, marketing and branding, third one being the use of Irish language and customer service. So we visit each business that signed up to the scheme in September, and we mark them on a set out criteria that's agreed long in advance and that the business has from the start of the year, and see just how much of the criteria on that there has been completed by the business. And then we then award a score, which then translates into a medal of bronze, silver or gold, which is attached to a lovely plaque with our blue G on it and is hung in the door. And of course, we see this as a national standard for the use of Irish language in business. And we hope that, you know, among the Irish language community and those who wish to use or see a Cúpla Focal, that they'll recognise the Gradam mark just as well as perhaps the Michelin star is.
Businesses inside Gaeltacht areas benefit from Údarás na Gaeltacht supports. But for those outside Gaeltacht areas, are there tangible benefits for speaking Irish or joining the Gradam network?
Well, the economic argument, I suppose, for using Irish language is that there is a very large population of people who are interested in the Irish language, who want to use it, who want to see it in their environment as well. And they have just as much money to spend as anybody else. We're not just talking about the Gaeltacht here either. Gaeltacht, of course, is a region of particular linguistic interest and is an economic zone almost of its own. But outside of the Gaeltacht, there are people scattered throughout Ireland who would love to be able to find a place where they know they can use their Irish language and spend their money together. And I think that that makes good sense for any business.
It certainly does. Suzanne Campbell reporting there. Let's take a very quick break.